You're listening to the Zipline Logistics Truck Yeah podcast, where we explore all kinds of hot topics in the logistics industry. Get ready to learn, laugh, and get your freight on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Zipline Logistics podcast. My name is Jesse Jewett. Joined with me, as always, our Director of Training and Development, Teddy Lee Knox. Teddy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. We have a hot topic today.
Yep.
We're shipping down south. We're talking shipping to HEB.
Absolutely.
From my understanding, you worked with a lot of our top 20 retailers, developed some retail guides,
mm-hmm.
some do's and don'ts, some tips and tricks. But
yep.
I'm going to throw this at you. HEB, do you know why it's called HEB?
It's a gentleman's name.
Howard E. Butt, founded in 1905.
Pretty awesome.
It has since grown to open over 400 stores, bringing over $26 billion in annual sales, and serve more than 1 million Texas households. How about that?
Pretty awesome.
Let's dive into the nitty-gritties.
Okay.
Tell me about appointment scheduling and the requirements for HEB.
What's up, truckers? If you're loving this episode of the Truck Yeah podcast, I guarantee you'll also love Zipline Logistics' newest ebook. It's called Leveraging Shipper Intelligence Technology to Navigate Supply Chain Issues. And this amazing ebook dives deep into how you can select the best shipping technology to maximize your brand's ROI, a peek into what technology that's out there, and everything you need to know about Zipline's proprietary shipping intelligence tool, Canopy. And you want to know the best part? It's completely free. So you can download the ebook by visiting www.ziplinelogistics.com or by simply clicking the link in the show notes. This is an amazing resource that you don't want to miss out on the opportunity to check out. So go download it right now. Now let's get back to the episode.
So HEB is a strict appointment facility. This means that you do have to have an appointment and you do have to stick to that appointment. But more than that, when you do see receivers or DCs that have that strict appointment facility, it usually comes along with some sort of scorecard or some sort of OTIF.
We'll get to that, I bet.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. We'll get more into that. But I think that's just important to understand what a strict appointment facility actually means. It just doesn't just mean you have to arrive between a certain window or
yeah.
want you to be on this time. They are Monday and Friday, but they also do offer Saturday and Sunday, which is pretty rare for what you would consider a grocery retailer.
It's variable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Across their,
absolutely.
Their locations
yeah.
across the greater Texas area. So typically Monday through Friday, and then a few facilities offer Saturday and Sunday deliveries, which is awesome.
Absolutely. And one of the things I think is interesting and that a lot of people don't realize or don't utilize is when you are working with a strict appointment facility and you can't get the appointment, you need to get your customer, the vendor, and their buyer involved as
yep.
soon as possible so we can make that work. And that is no exception for HEB. After scheduling the delivery, we always recommend you schedule the delivery first and then the pickup because
mm-hmm.
of the strict appointment facility and making sure that you hit that MABD. If you miss that and you have to get buyer intervention, sometimes it can still cause issues and still cause the vendor or customer to miss that. Scheduling is through Manhattan, which is a portal that they go through. So you're not going to call or email for appointments. It is all portal scheduling.
Very common transportation management system.
Absolutely. And what's beautiful about this is they instantly go through the portal and you receive a confirmation number. Unless that DC is already full and then you will, again, need some sort of intervention. We recommend Zipline's way to do something is we build an order, and part of the order building process is scheduling appointments. And we do that within 15 minutes of receiving orders. So when this is sent to us, we really want to make sure that this is taken care of quickly. Even though it would be great to have a 15-day lead time, that's not always possible.
Mm-hmm.
So get it taken care of and communicate anything right away. And so they have a 15-minute grace period, which means you have 15 minutes to arrive to your appointment. Which sounds kind of like a lot when most like doctor's offices, you
it's
only
a tight
have
window.
Yeah,
that's a tight window, Teddy.
Very tight. It's very difficult. But again, if you can't make it there, call, see if you can find a way around, see if you can have your driver worked in. Communication is key with places like this.
Mm-hmm.
Confirm what the agreement is between that vendor and their buyer. When this can come into play for things like canceling orders, requesting an altered transit, or any issues that may come up with actual manifest or what is on the packing list. And those things, if they are not done correctly, can cause fees, chargebacks, and even refusals, which can be a big to do day of if you're trying to deliver something. Also a problem, because if you don't deliver, it doesn't get put on the shelf. And that's a no-no for our CPG customers.
You got to have the product on the shelf to sell it, to bring in revenue, make money, et cetera, et cetera. So that's super important. And I think that's, we've mentioned that on a handful of other podcasts. Certainly our discussion with CD Capital around like moving, connecting with your customer, their buyer, and in this case, HEB or another retailer of determining the best course of action, right? If we see consistently, hey, this makes more sense to deliver Tuesday mornings instead of Wednesday mornings, that can be a discussion between the buyer and the vendor to help us out and deliver a better transportation or hopefully a cheaper product to our customers. So that's a win-win-win.
Absolutely. Love that.
Do you want to talk about scorecards now, or do you want to go down to packaging requirements?
Let's go to packaging requirements and circle back to vendor scorecards.
Hit me. I love it. This is one of your favorite topics.
Absolutely. So a lot of places need very specific pallet types to receive to them, and HEB is no exception. So they actually look into standard pallets. So you're looking at your standard stringer pallet, and that is 40 by 48 by 40 usually. And depending on the programs that you have, pallet requirements may vary. So there's certain barcodes you need to have. There's a very specific format that you need to have that your product's stacked in. So if your product is not stacked in that format, it can cause issues with them not being able to scan what's on the cases, resulting in a rejection or a product not being received in full and fines and chargebacks, which can be very difficult. You need to have that barcode placed outside of the shrink wrap. Again, if it's too difficult to scan those things, they're not going to. It's a fast pace on those docks.
Yep.
And then they also have an ASN, which is an advanced shipping notice. One of the other big box retailers or delivery DCs would deal with this is Amazon. Having some sort of identification to show what's going in and where it's going into. And this helps with that inbounding and more information so product can be utilized, sent to stores, and taken stock of.
I love that. I think you hit the nail on the head with the fast-paced environment of a distribution center.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've attended or toured a warehousing facility. I certainly have been there. If you can imagine, in some cases, probably the warehouses I've been, certainly like 10x, maybe 20x in the facilities that I've been to of a 75 to 100 door warehouse with loads coming in, loads going out, cross-docking, putting things away, et cetera, repalletizing. I mean, it is fast-paced. And so checking off all of those requirements to make sure that your product is received in and placed in the inventory quickly and efficiently, huge, huge emphasis.
Yeah.
For our customers, right?
Absolutely. And depending on the shelf life of your product, if this isn't done correctly, you wouldn't only be dealing with a loss of sales because it's not on the shelf or a chargeback because they said that they didn't get it, but also you may actually lose the product itself.
Yeah.
So it's really important to make sure that you understand that and that you have a partner that understands that, because if you have a restack or a change and anything that has to happen, they don't understand that, it can cause another rejection or another issue causing the PO to actually be canceled.
Sure. All right, we're going to jump to another requirement before circling back to scorecards, because I think they're all intertwined.
Yeah.
And that's preferred carriers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So another best practice here at Zipline, we have location files. We have master location files that has the preferred carriers for each of those distribution centers, right? So some nationwide LTL providers may deliver into one carrier or one location in one state, but maybe not go into another location in another state. That gets complicated.
Yes.
HEB has preferred carriers, obviously.
They do. They absolutely do. And if you are trying to get into a facility like this by using the cheapest LTL carrier, you're doing yourself a disservice because, again, we have a lot of charges and chargebacks, fees, and penalties that go along with facilities like HEB because they are so well known. It's a very beautifully done network, how they run their DCs and get things to their stores on time. If that impacts it, you will see an issue in loss of sales and loss of ordering cadences. So having the right carrier is really important there. You also have to remember LTL is a non-guaranteed transit. So if you're not using the right carrier and they pick up at a different time and deliver at a different time, they're still technically on time, but they're not on time for that MABD. And not having the right carrier really impacts that. You got to make sure you have a carrier that knows how to live unload and drop depending upon what the requirements are for each individual DC. And I cannot emphasize that enough. If you are not having a partner going in and finding that information for you, do it yourself or call a partner who actually will.
So we would put that in like the kit. We have a carrier's note in our system. For in particular, FedEx, they drop on site daily, but they require a lumper. Saia, they live unload every Thursday. Estes, they drop trailer 3 to 4 times a week, depending on when that trailer is full.
Absolutely.
XPO, they drop trailer every single day. So those are in each location file. We're making sure that we're obviously when we're booking or providing pricing to a customer that we're utilizing those carriers, which then, Teddy, ties it all back to one of our favorite topics, the scorecard.
The scorecard.
So I thought this was interesting that based on my notes, their scorecard started in February of 2023.
Correct. So they adapted, from what I understand as well, they adapted their scorecard to more of the OTIF procedure that Walmart has. So they'd always had some way to keep score, but they really created an actual vendor scorecard that they launched in 2023. And they are using the MABD, not MAOD. So must arrive by date, not must arrive on date. So that provides a little bit of flexibility. But so they have that. They also have orders must arrive in full. So if you short any cases or pallets, you will see that in your scorecard. And then in addition to the MABD, they have to arrive on time for their appointment within that 15-minute grace period. So if you arrive within that 15-minute grace period, you are still fine. If you arrive at, you know, 18 minutes to 40 minutes, you are going to see that ding. Mm-hmm. And that is something that customers have visibility to. This is going directly to the vendors, not to the carriers. So you need to make sure you have someone that's being honest with you and telling you what's potentially going to show up in your scorecard so there aren't any surprises.
And hopefully capturing accurate data as well to kind of maybe push back.
Absolutely.
Not saying that HEB would be wrong. We're not gonna say that. But every once in a while, right? This product arrived at 8 a.m. The appointment was for 9 on March 7th. We hit that date. We nailed it. And you're telling us your charger's back. Here's the details.
Absolutely.
Here's what we got.
If that's not done, if your carrier partner is not aware that your product is not in full at the time of shipping, there's another little breakdown within your network. That should be known in advance. That shouldn't be something that you find out 3 months after it delivered in your scorecard review.
I love it. Well, shout out to Howard E. Butt for founding HEB back in 1905. As we discussed, we went through appointment scheduling through the Manhattan TMS system. We want to make sure those pallets are correctly wrapped and have the right barcodes on them, et cetera, et cetera. We're using those preferred LTL carriers and preferred truckload carriers if needed. And we're taking a look at those vendor scorecards. I'm sure HEB provides that to our customers, either monthly or quarterly, so that they can kind of verify all that information. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Nailed it. We deliver into these facilities across Texas daily. If you need to reach out and talk to us about HEB or any other major retail delivery, give us a call at 888-GO-ZIPLINE or www.ziplinelogistics.com. While I got you listening on Apple or Spotify, leave a 5-star review so we can get out and spread the word to all of our Truck Yeah listeners. Teddy, thanks as always for your information. We'll see you next time on the Zipline Logistics podcast. Take care, everybody.